From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. The U.S. government is investigating a cyber attack which spread across the country and to parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected popular websites, including social network Twitter, Friday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Department of Homeland Security, that is the U.S. government agency that is responsible for monitoring our security in cyberspace and coordinating with the public and private sector to protect U.S. interest in cyberspace, is monitoring this situation, and they'll take a close look at it. At this point, I don't have any information to share about who may be responsible for that malicious activity.
Internet users affected by that outage experienced sluggish surfing. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer, USS Decatur, passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine, lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is rallying supporters to get out and vote. As he steps up his campaigning in the final 3 weeks of the race, he highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio. Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the campaign. The U.S. State Department has released a new batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server, revealing that one document contains classified information. The email contains transcripts of two telephone conversations that a senior U.S. diplomat had with top leaders from the United Arab Emirates. The documents were not marked classified at the time they were sent. Clinton has been hounded by questions regarding her use of private email instead of a government account. The Russian national accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in the Czech capital has been indicted by a federal grand jury in the state of California. 29-year-old Josef Bokan was arrested October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody, awaiting an extradition hearing. The Russian embassy in Prague is said to be working with Czech authorities to prevent his extradition to the United States. Hopes are fading of finding more survivors following powerful Hurricane Matthew in Haiti, which hit the poor Caribbean island nearly 2 weeks ago. Video provided by the medical aid organization Doctors Without Borders showed how people living in towns in Haiti's ravaged southwest are still waiting for medical aid. Dr. Ruben Hasendock is there.
We are now already almost 10 days after the hurricane, or a little bit more even, and we still see all those wounds that were inflicted by the hurricane. So that means most of the wounds here are 10 days or more old. It means deep wounds, infected wounds, severe infections also of the deep tissues.
The president of the International Olympic Committee this week urged Tokyo's mayor not to change the rules of the competition after city authorities announced several changes to the venues for the 2020 Games in order to cut spiraling costs. That budget had been estimated at $15 billion. That is six times the original cost. It is the latest setback for the IOC, which has seen several cities pull out of bidding to host the Games over concerns. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.